This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Walnut Valley Music Festival. I'm here with Fred Bowie, who's one of the alternates in the new song showcase. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you, David. Good to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
Well, I am a lazy bass. That's because I grew up sitting next to my father in Emmanuel Lutheran Church in St. Charles, Missouri. It's my hometown. And he always sang everything like an octave low, like, beautiful Savior. So, trying to imitate my dad, I tend to sing lower than my natural voice, really. I've never really developed my natural higher range, so lazy bass. So I took piano lessons as a child. But it was on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, and it was the same time as Zorro on TV. And man, I had to watch Zorro. So my career as a Tchaikovsky competition pianist were sadly cut short by the romance of old California. And then actually started playing the tuba. I was the school fatso, and so they gave the fat kid the tuba, kind of typecasting, but I got pretty good on it and eventually played baritone horn in high school band. We had a good band. And then I took up the guitar. It was the early 60s, and there was Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and that was it. But that kind of got me started, and I was telling about an epiphany that I had. For a lot of people, they saw Elvis on TV or they saw the Beatles on TV, and that was their epiphany. My epiphany was the Beers family, and Bob and Evelyn, their daughter Martha, and they I heard them play at an old country place that my mother and dad had in St. Charles County, and it was just a revelation, because he was an old-time fiddler. And he played this thing called the psaltery. It was kind of interesting, you know, based a hammered dulcimer, but he played it with his fingers. And his wife Evelyn had this angelic soprano voice. And then Martha was about my age, and she had long blonde hair, and she, I know three chords on the guitar, and she knew like 10. I was just totally smitten by the whole combination of the things. And they were really a formative influence on me, and I thank God for them. And later took my, played, had a so-called career playing coffee houses and stuff. And then went to college at Florida State and studied classical guitar performance. That was a hard degree. I had to really practice hard, but I did it. And but while I was at FSU, I took some Greek and took some Hebrew, and I started going back to church, and ended up getting the call to preach, and went to seminary and became a Lutheran pastor. And so I am to this very day, but I still like hillbilly music.
There you go. Well, tell us about one of your most memorable shows.
Well, this would be in 2012. And there's an organization called Run for the Wall, RFTW, Run for the Wall. And this is a group of guys, motorcycle club, that organized in the Los Angeles area, mostly Vietnam veterans, and they decided they were gonna drive cross country, ride their bikes on a run, as the bikers call it, all the way to Washington, D.C. and look up names that they knew on the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and pay their respects, and also pressure congressmen to try and get back the POWs and the MIAs that we know are out there.
Because
we have got a list of them, and countries need to cough them up. So my brother heard about it, and he decided he was going to leave. My brother's in Vietnam. We were both drafted about the same time. He went to Vietnam. I stayed home, worried about him, and I'm so glad he survived. I got enough. Anyway, so my brother decided he was going to go. I said, I'll go too. I'll drive the car and the trailer, and I'll set up camp. All you have to do is ride, eat, sleep, and go again. So we did that. It was very, very meaningful. But it got me thinking about our collective experiences in the Vietnam era, and everybody got messed up by that war, whether we were in it or not, whether we're stateside, whether we're civilians. The whole country got crazy.
Yep.
And the whole country was going crazy anyway, you know, with the hippie movement and the drugs and the politics and so forth and the war protests. So I took a lot of that experience and put it into this song called Run for the Wall. It's my alternate this year, which I'm grateful. And but I wrote the song, but I hadn't learned it yet. So along the way, they were having these auctions every morning before the general meeting. And I was not getting permission from the powers that be and the organization. So I just decided one morning, we were camped out and they were having the auction, and I just walked up on stage. And the auctioneer, who had one of these like bullhorn things, said, "Oh, I guess we're gonna have some music." So I walked, so I just barged in.
I love it.
And I had a lyric sheet because I hadn't learned the song yet. Right. So I said, "Okay, hold the microphone up and hold this lyric sheet over here." So I sang the song. And meanwhile, people are gathering, you know, these rough, tough looking bikers with the tats and the sleeveless shirts and the colors and the barbed wire and, you know, yeah, black and leather and blue jeans and so forth. But they're gathering, and more are coming, and they start singing around on the refrain, "We are making the run for the wall." And so I got done, and the auctioneer said, "Sing it again." So I sang it again. By this time, the audience had grown to about 300, you know, and the second time around, I was amazed because they were belting it up. "We are making the run for the wall." And so I sang the song again. So thank you very much. Everybody applauded. And so just on impulse, I gave the lyric sheet to the auctioneer. And he held it up and said, "How much am I bid?" $100, somebody called out. $150, $200, blah, blah, blah. Finally, it sold for $600. Wow. This wrinkled sheet of paper with the words on this song I had just written. And the guy said, "I'm gonna have this framed and hung in my office." And you know, these combat veterans were coming up to me and saying, "Thank you so much. You're my hero. That song just untied knots that have been in me for 30 years, you know." And I thought, a blind pig finds an acorn sometimes. I guess, you know, I've hit one. Those, frankly, my greatest experience as a songwriter, entertainer, to find one that was healing.
Right. Well, let's hear that song.
Let's hear that song. All right, David. Just, so... Close enough for folk music. We grew up in the 50s in cities on farms. Then along came the 60s and our call to arms. Like our fathers before us, we answered the call. We are making run for the wall. From ducktails and hot rods and homecoming queens, to the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marines. We were young, we were tough, we were ready for hell. We are making the run for the wall. In the heat and the jungle, rain and claymores, the fire fights the fear and the blood. With our buddies beside, we stood straight and tall. We are making the run for the wall. That were sung, that were broken in body or mind. There were some that were killed, there were some left behind. They will not be forgotten by one or by all. We are making the run for the war. At last we came home, did we find a parade, marching band, pretty girls with batons and accolades, or derision and hate from the weak and the small. We are making the run for the wall. We suffered so much, we find healing today. We will rev up our Harley and ride to LA, from LA to DC. Look up names that we know, stand and ball. We are making the run. May our sons and our daughters, may our sons and our daughters in this our fair land have the wisdom for peace, have the courage to stand for our country and fight. They must, lest she fall. We are making the run. We are making the run. We are making the run for the wall.
Oh, thank you, Fred, for coming in today and sharing your music with us.
You're welcome.